نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد علماء کرام respected brothers sisters listening over receivers tonight's zikr majlis will not be having any bayan we'll get down to zikrullah although the bayan itself is also zikrullah tilawat of the quran sharif is zikrullah tasbihat is zikrullah meditation reflection introspection all these types of things also in the light of the ayat of the quran sharif is zikrullah in the same way when the person is engaged in the remembrance of allah tabaarak wa ta'ala by taking his mubarak name that's also zikrullah so there are many many meanings of zikrullah When we say that the person is remembering somebody, you say, I am remembering so-and-so. So then what does that mean? That the person is remembering the person with all his sifat or whatever it is in that person, whatever he knows of. It can't be that a person knows someone as, say, a manager of a store, and he also knows him as a person who's got a degree in accountancy and he also knows him as a person who is married and he also knows him as a person who has so many children and he knows him as a person who is a haji sahib and he knows him as a person of different attributes so then when he thinks of that person then it means that whether he goes into detail or not but that person comes into his heart with all those sifat that that person has If the person is known to somebody as one who has stolen his money, the person who was made a manager of his business and he took him for a ride because it was the month of July and there was a July handicap going where the horses were taking people for a ride, so he also took his boss for a ride. So now he remembers him like that, that this person was the one who took me for a ride in July. Or he knows him as a person who is a gambler or is a alcoholic, whatever it may be when the person thinks of somebody if you don't go into all the details and you don't reflect over each attribute then to that person comes in with all those sifat that he has like that when we say we are remembering Allah tabarak wa taala then even though we not be reading out his 99 names or many many other names there are of Allah taala and so many sifat and attributes of Allah taala there are there But when we are remembering him, it is as if we are remembering Allah Ta'ala with all those attributes. Allah Ta'ala is Sami', He is Basir, He is Razzaq. Now all those attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we are remembering. So Zikrullah has got a very, very wide meaning. But in any case, tonight we are not going into any lengthy discussion. We get down to Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh's Abhiyat. Ey mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho tu hi tu Ey mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho tu hi tu सब तो हो बाहर दिल के अंदर तू ही तू हो तू ही तू ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी नजर में तू ही तू हो तू ही तू सब तो हो बाहर दिल के अंदर तू ही तू हो तू ही तू قلب تپا میں دیدہ تر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو میرے لیے تو بحر و بر میں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو کچھ نہ سجائی دے مجھے ہرگز لاکھ ہو منظر پیش نگاہ illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In my sight, my heart must be no one but Allah. Everything else will be based on the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, on the command of Allah ta'ala, on the orders of Allah ta'ala. Anything that we will do, we will love for the sake of Allah ta'ala. We will hate for the sake of Allah ta'ala. We will give for the sake of Allah ta'ala. We will withhold for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Whether it is the waters of the ocean that we see, or whether it is the earth, whether it is the forest, whether it is the animals in the jungle, whether it is the lakes and the fountains, whether it is the stars in the skies, whatever we look at, we will look at it as giving us a nishan, a sign of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's existence, Allah ta'ala's glory, Allah ta'ala's might, Allah ta'ala's power, Allah ta'ala's qudrat. We will look at everything with that eye. Kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laakho manzar peshani. There will be lot of attractions around. There will be discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens. There will be lot of bright lights and shine everywhere we will see. It will dazzle our eyes. We also will get attracted. But the person who has got Allah Ta'ala in his heart, he says that, O Allah, kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, laakho manzar peshani. Hundreds of thousands of evil attractions all around. But I am not going to fall for any of those temptations, my Allah. Because you are my creator. I am your banda. I am your servant. You have blessed me with intelligence. You have blessed me with my sight, with my hearing, with my speech. If Allah Ta'ala snatches away these ni'mats and bounties of His, which person can restore it? Life, if it is taken away, can anybody restore it? So we say, Oh Allah, I am your banda. Therefore, I am not going to fall for these temptations. Our intention must be that we are not going to fall for those temptations. We are going to distance ourselves from those haram and from those temptations and from those evils. That must be our determined niyat and intention. After that, as human beings, we are bound to make mistakes, slip, fault. So Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors of Tawbah wide open. That don't despair, don't lose hope, don't, because I am your Allah. You made your intention that you are not going to displease me and disobey me. That was your intention. And we know that when a person makes an intention, then he goes in that direction. It can't be that his intention is something and he goes in the other direction. That shows he's not sincere in his intention. So his intention was sincere, that he did not want to go in the direction of disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, but he made a mistake, he slipped, he fell. So then at such a time, return with that same Allah who is most merciful, most forgiving, most generous. Many a times we have seen little children who are being slapped by the mother. Now of course there's legislation, there's law. The mother slaps the child, she can go to jail. But in our days, they used to give us slaps for our tarbiyah. For tarbiyah they used to give. They didn't hate us. And that is the usul of tarbiyah. The person who is loved will get scolding. He will get reprimanded. And if he runs away, then he shows he's got no love. Now that child loves the mother, and the mother loves that child. So if the mother gives the child one, two slaps, you'll find he's still clinging on to the mother's skirt. In the supermarkets we see sometimes, the child is going to still cling on. Our grandchildren we see, how will they growing up like little children. Sometimes their mothers give them one, two slaps, But they won't leave that mother and go. Because they know Allah Ta'ala has put into that child's heart also that this is my mother. She's got love for me. She's not hitting me with hatred. Of course, in these days, that love is gone from the hearts of parents also. And from the hearts of the children for the parents. But I'm talking about true parents. The child will still cling on no matter what you say. In Makkah Sharif once, somebody said that these beggars, they cling on to us, they don't let us go, they won't leave you until you give them something. Here in Makkah Sharif they're doing that. Many of them, when they give them a few riyals or something, the others all come and they jump on them, some fall down too. They just don't let us go, the way they trouble us. I said, they are not troubling, they are teaching you. And they're teaching me and teaching us. Of course, what they are doing is their action between them and Allah Ta'ala, whether it's right or wrong. But for us, we take lessons from even that, that these beggars are teaching us that how we should be begging of Allah Ta'ala in this Mubarak place. How we should be begging of Allah Ta'ala at the Multazam, Maqam Ibrahim, and all the other places there. Allah Ta'ala, where are we going to leave him and go? Some people, in their statements, it seems as if they have suddenly become very angry with Allah Ta'ala. I made so much dua and nothing got accepted. So what? So now leave Allah Ta'ala and go somewhere else. Is there any other Allah that can help? So, kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz, la kaho manzar pesh niga. That is a Muslim, that is a mu'min. What kind of mu'min and Muslim we are, if every little thing tempts us. We are just unable, they say, unable to control our gaze, to control our hearts. If it was impossible, Allah Ta'ala would not have made it compulsory. Anything impossible can Allah Ta'ala make compulsory. The child cannot pick up a 5 kg weight, 1 year old child. And now you give that child 1 10 kg bundle or parcel and say, pick this up. Then that will be zulm, that will be injustice. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, can he be unjust that he asks us to do something that we can't do? So, kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz la kaho manzar pesh nigah. Ey mere maula meri nazar mein tu hi tu ho tu hi tu sab to ho bahar dil ke andar tu hi tu ho tu hi tu qalb tapa mein deedae tar mein tu hi tu ho tu hi tu mere liye to bahro bar mein tu hi tu ho tu hi tu kuch na sujai de mujhe hargiz laak ho manzar pesh nigah illallahu illallah 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 majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ae khuda de teri mashiyat sab pe ghalib ye hai chahe sab mere irade bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de bahut dinon reh chuka nikamma bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de main kab se hoon mehve khwab ghaflat bas ab jaga de bas ab jaga de Oh Allah, far too long have I stayed a useless person. Our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat, what kind of quality do we have? If we are so proud of our little ibadat, what kind of a quality do we have? And who gave us the tawfiq of that ibadat? Allah Ta'ala is giving the tawfiq, but it's just like how we give a child a 100 rand note, or we give some bar of chocolate, slab of chocolate. We give it, and then we say, give me one small piece from there. Child says, no, it's mine, it's mine. Parents give, and then they say, give me a small piece, it's mine. We give the money after, they say, give me a little bit from there, it's mine. So the parents also say, okay, it's yours. Like that Allah Ta'ala makes us happy, that it's ours, we did it. But what did we do? It's Allah Ta'ala who gave the tawfiq. Matyalahe, kuch bhi kar sakun main, jo tu na tawfiq hai khuda de. So, bahut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Main kab se hoon mehve khabe ghaflat, bas ab jaga de, bas ab jaga de. It is as if I am fast asleep. I am in a khabe ghaflat. Person is in a dream world, as we say. So, oh Allah, it seems as if I am in a dream world. I am not realizing what my purpose of life is in this world. My purpose of life. Why did you create me? You put the heavens and the earth in this creation. Everything worked. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation, which we term as the paragon of creation. The heavens and the earth worked. The sun, the moon, the stars, the fruits of the trees, the vegetables, the meat, whatever the father ate, the mother ate, all that. Everything was used. When the child comes into this world again, to get what is used for his nurturing. So, oh Allah, I am as if in a dream world. Bas ab jaga de, get me up from this dream world. How long am I going to stay in a dream world? How long are we going to stay in a dream world? Basab jagade, basab jagade. Get me up, O Allah. But we must say, get me up with afiyat and salamati. Because Allah Ta'ala can get us up by shaking our livers, as we say. By shaking the ground beneath our feet. By bringing about destruction of a kind that a person with all his wealth also, he cannot do anything. Allah Ta'ala can bring us or get us up from our sleep like that also. So we must say, Ya Allah, with afiyat, with salamati. Don't ask Allah Ta'ala for punishment. Acknowledge our weakness. Make i'tiraf of qusur before Allah Ta'ala.
Har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. اللہ 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 اللہ. الحمدللہ رب العالمین, والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. یا ارحم الراحمین, یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا غیاث المستغیثین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. مائی بلغت اللہ, مائی رحیم اللہ, مائی کریم اللہ, موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ, موسٹ لوینگ اللہ. فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس, فورگیو دی انٹائر امت آف نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. My beloved Allah, forgive our parents, our wives, our children. We are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. We acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. But you blessed us with this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ay Rabbi Kareem, you have chained the evil shayateen. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we only have to fight our nafs. The doors of maghfirat are wide open. The doors of rahmat and mercy are wide open. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited forgiveness. We are seeking from your ocean of unlimited rahmat and mercy. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are falling. Ya Rabbi Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو دبا. اے میرے مولا, میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. تجھے چھوڑ کے میرے مولا ہم گندے جائے کہاں, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ, بامید کرم آیا. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our time, in our life. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, wherever they may be, bless them with complete shifa. We know that sometimes sicknesses and ailments can be a mercy and a rahmah. But we are not of the pious and the righteous. May Allah, for them it is a rahmat. We are seeking forgiveness of our sins. We are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are weak, give them strength. Bless us with the tawfiq to fast in this Mubarak month, to stay away from everything displeasing to you and against the etiquette of fasting.
Hey, Rabbi Kareem, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal risk. Protect us and safeguard us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us like storms. Open the floodgates of your mercy and forgiveness for us. Throughout the world, my beloved Allah, because of our sins, there's so much of suffering. Forgive us and remove the suffering of the people of the world. Ya Allah, millions of people have been displaced in Pakistan because of the floods. Raham farma, karam farma. Unki pareshani, gham aur takleef ko dur farma. Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, Iraq. Ey Rabbi Kareem, sare alam ke musalmanon ki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Bless entire mankind with hidayat. Ey Rabbi Kareem, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, or any kind of haram action. Maut ka waqt aaye to khatima Madina Sharif mein iman ke upar pahma. Salamati deen aur aza ke saath shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Bless us with burial in baqi. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with their goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, my beloved Allah, these friends of mine, after having performed 20 rakats of tarawih, Ey Rabbi Kareem, they have still set up to make zikrullah and they have raised their hands before you. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Rabbi Kareem, it is a sign of their love for you and great hope and umid in you. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sickness, the weakness, the test, the trial of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. In this Mubarak night of Ramadan, Ey Rabbi Kareem, remove their pain, suffering, difficulties, sicknesses, hardships. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. I beloved Allah, make the rest of Ramadan easy for us. Give us the tawfiq to fast. In a manner that is most pleasing. Wassallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina mawlana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.